It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
There are plenty of women out there who are done having kids but don't necessarily want to go under the knife. I know, as one of those myself, I'm very interested in permanent methods of birth control. My guest is Dr. Jennifer Klayman. She's an obstetrician gynecologist in Los Angeles. So, Dr. Klayman, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the world of permanent birth control that doesn't necessarily mean we're having tubal ligation or, you know, some sort of invasive surgery.
Yeah, I'm happy to speak with you today. And Melanie, first I want to just thank you for giving me this opportunity to allow women to know about their options, because this is really one of those instances when women need to be their own advocate. And these procedures, you know, the procedure we're going to talk about this morning is something that your doctor may not know about, so it may be something that the women have to take into their own hands and bring to the attention of their doctor and discuss it with their doctor in order to make this available to them. So the procedure that we're discussing is called ASSURE, and it is a permanent birth control option for women that is surgery-free and hormone-free and can be done in the doctor's office. So what's better than that?
Now, this is sort of recent that the FDA approved ASSURE, right? I mean, in the last 10 years,
correct. It was actually approved in 2002, and the latest numbers show that about 700,000 procedures have been done.
So tell us about ASSURE. What does it do, and are there risks and side effects?
Sure. So the procedure is actually done in a doctor's office, which is one of the greatest things about it, because it's, you know, it can be private for the woman, it's comfortable for the woman. Most women are, you know, comfortable going into their doctor's office. It's something that we're used to doing. So it's done in the office. My patients, I usually have a consultation with them. We discuss all forms of contraception. We discuss the fact that this is permanent. Want to make sure that my patients understand that this is not for someone who wants to have children in the future. And then we discuss the procedure a little bit. You come in on the morning of the procedure. We give you some medications to make sure that you're comfortable. You're actually awake and alert while the procedure is done. And most of my patients are actually ready to go home before I'm done charting on our computer system.
Wow, that's incredible. So there's not any pain while you're inserting this device. Might be a little uncomfortable?
My patients typically tell me that it's similar to menstrual cramps. As the micro-insert goes in the fallopian tube, they feel a little cramp, and then on the other side, cramp. I usually warn them right before that's going to happen. Pain is one of the biggest things that I discuss at that preoperative visit, because women can't believe that they can be awake, be in the office, go home the same day, and have an option that's going to, you know, eliminate the need for birth control in the future. And so I actually tell, you know, my patients, the doctor and myself that do them at my institution at Kaiser Permanente Downey, we've done over 500 procedures now. We tell every patient, if at any point you're too uncomfortable, just tell us. We'll stop. We're not into torture. We have not had one patient ask us to stop. We have not had one patient even tell us that the procedure was significantly uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, if we're used to pap smears and mammograms, you know, certainly the women get used to that bit of uncomfortable feeling. So this device is implanted into the fallopian tubes, Dr. Klayman. And what does it do? Does it stop our eggs? Does it stop production? What is it exactly it does?
Well, that's another great thing about the procedure, because in order to stop eggs requires hormone, and this procedure contains no hormone. It's hormone-free. So we actually insert it into the fallopian tube, and then it works with your body over the next 3 months to actually block the fallopian tube and prevent the sperm from reaching the egg. So whatever your normal menstrual cycles are, whatever your hormone status is, if you're grouchy before your period, you're going to be grouchy before your period. If you're happy before your period, you're going to be happy before your period. It does nothing to alter any type of hormone, which a lot of women, when they're done with childbearing, you know, they've taken birth control pills. They've tried the IUD. They've used other things, and they just want to be done and not have anything else circulating in their body. And this is perfect for all those women.
So it prevents fertilization of the egg by the sperm.
Right. It prevents the sperm from ever reaching the egg.
And it's a permanent thing. Now, why is it permanent? Once it's inserted, it cannot be taken out?
Correct. It cannot be taken out. It actually works with your body to close the fallopian tube, and then that micro insert is permanently within the fallopian tube. So
Wow. It's
not something that can be, you know, removed. It's made out of the same materials that they've been using in hearts and brains for the last 15 years. It's designed to be left within the body. So, you know, it's safe and effective. And, you know, that's another thing. I think the bottom line is if women are going to undergo an elective procedure, they should choose the safest, most effective procedure, and this is both.
And now, so you said that because it has no hormones, but does it have side effects? Are there some things that we might notice that go along with it? Is there cramping? And not, I'm not talking right after the procedure. Do we know the long term? It's been 10 years now.
Right. The long-term data that they look at menstrual cycles over a period of time, and there is actually no difference in women who have the microinsert and women who don't. So what that means is we do not have a crystal ball. So I don't know if I, you know, put the microinsert in Jane Doe, if in 10 years she's going to have problems with her period, completely unrelated. If we look at all the women who've had the microinsert placed, they have no increased risk of having any type of menstrual problem, hormone problem, anything in the future than a woman who hasn't undergone this procedure.
So now tell the women listening, Dr. Klayman, the difference between the ease and the effectiveness of this procedure versus actually having their tubes tied or this invasive, which we know tried and true. But yes, it's more invasive. Why would you choose one over the other? And should women be scared about choosing this over something we've known for years works?
Yeah, those are great questions. And I think we also need to talk about vasectomy, which is the other permanent birth control option. However, I always like to tell my patients that I read in a magazine a couple of years ago the average time between when a man says he's going to get a vasectomy and actually goes to the doctor is 7 years.
Huh.
So, you know, hurrah to the men that actually do that. But again, talking about women being proactive, this is one of those things where you just might have to take things a little bit into your own hands, right? So then if we compare tubal ligation with the surgery-free, hormone-free procedure, the Assure microinsert, the Assure microinsert is actually more effective. If we look at pregnancy rates, tubal ligation methods over a 5-year period, looking at 1,000 women, 13.1 pregnancies, Assure 1.7.
Wow.
It's hugely different. It doesn't. This procedure does not require general anesthesia, and I think one of the other things that's so important for busy women, it virtually has no downtime. I mean, my patients, I consistently do the procedure. They look at me and they say, "That's it?" I say, "That's it." They say, "That's really it?" I say, "That's really it."
And so it is the Assure device, and it's been around for about 10 years, and Dr. Jennifer Klayman is assuring us that it is
right.
A safe and permanent method of birth control, as is a vasectomy. But of course, you have to convince somebody to do that. In the last 10 seconds, your best advice, Dr. Klayman.
My best advice would be to discuss your birth control options with your physician. It's just so important for women to take control of this important aspect of their life and make sure that they're getting what they want.
That is great advice. Thank you so much for that very good information. You're listening to Staying Well. I'm Melanie Cole, and we'll be back.